Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Bretterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, welcome into the Odd Couple. Yes, you hear this? That's my mic. We are live on Thanksgiving evening. Rob Parker. That's right. Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And yes, it is a TV theme song Thursday Thanksgiving. And we will be playing songs from family TV shows, since Thanksgiving is all about family and a lot of football to get to you, and we want to hear from you. You're driving around or you're, you know, flopped out on the couch after all that turkey and dressing and buttered rolls and a little alcohol and all that other stuff. So we do want to hear from you. We're going to get you involved, but first, let me bring in my co-host for today on this Thanksgiving, a radio legend, a friend of mine, a guy I've known for a gazillion years since 1991, Mr. Andy Furman.
You know, you're too kind, and I tell you what, we got to stop with the accolades because it puts a lot of pressure on me, and the audience will expect too much from me, Rob. You know that. I don't have that much God-given talent. I don't.
Yes, you do. Everybody knows Andy Furman. Of course, from Fox Sports Radio, from WLW, the big one in Cincinnati. I met him in Cincinnati when I was covering the Cincinnati Reds back in 1991. I shook it up a little bit in Cincinnati, Andy, right? Just a little.
You're still doing it. You're still shaking it up.
Try to do it as much as I can. But let's talk about Thanksgiving real quick. What'd you do with the family? Food? Have a good day?
Well, Here's my first question, which has really been bugging me for a long, long time, and I know you probably have the answer. Why is turkey the food of choice on Thanksgiving?
Because there's no other day that we would eat turkey, so they picked one day to do it. Because most of the year, nobody's making a turkey. It's an ordeal. You can't cook a turkey for a regular meal. It takes like 4 or 5 hours to cook it.
I hear you. Okay, so
right?
Maybe that.
Doesn't
I
that make sense?
Thought maybe. Well, I thought because the pilgrims, that was the only bird of choice at that point in time. So they ate turkey. That was it.
No,
and there was no McDonald's back then.
You're right about that. The McTurkey sandwich, just a burger, didn't go. But you're right. I'm sure that they started with a turkey because wild turkeys were running around. But I just say, like, making a turkey is an ordeal. Would you?
Yes,
right?
It is.
It just is. Like, you can't come home from work at 6 o'clock. And put a turkey in the oven for dinner. It's not possible.
Right.
So I think that's what it is. Is your wife a good cook? What did you guys have?
Well, here's the deal. Our big Thanksgiving, believe it or not, it's going to be tomorrow because one of my sons and his fiance are coming over tomorrow. My other son will be here tomorrow as well. So we're going to have it tomorrow. So today was kind of a laid-back day, which is okay. But my wife has been working on the turkey since 5:30 a.m. today.
Yeah,
and she's panicking. So I said, don't worry. Tomorrow the restaurants and the groceries are open. In case you screw up, I could go buy one. So it's not
there
a big
you go.
Deal.
There you go. Yeah. Look at that. Giving your wife an out just in case. But yes.
Right. Backup. A little backup plan.
A little backup. It is a Thanksgiving, of course, evening. And we appreciate you joining us live here on The Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. We wish, of course, Chris Broussard and Rob Guerra and Alex Teichert, the regular crew, we wish them all a happy Thanksgiving. And also Elijah, who's our social media guru, all those guys having the day off, but we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program, so let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew. On the holiday shift, Ryan B. is our producer. Iowa Sam is our engineer. And yes, Mr. Steve DeSager is at the update desk. Steve, are you there? Is he listening?
You betcha.
That's
Steve.
Great.
Steve, well, Steve, there's only one constant on holidays, and that's me and you. Now that Alex Teicher got upgraded to a Rob Guerra deal now. You know what I'm saying?
He's a little bougie, is that what you're
saying?
Yes,
that's the word, bougie.
But Steve, sorry, we got three NFL games. We still got another one that hasn't even started, that's still over an hour away. And since you come to the news desk, I can tell you officially, running back Mark Ingram is out for the Saints tonight with a knee injury.
That's not good.
Alvin Kamara is already out with a knee injury, but the inactives have come down, and that's official now. So New Orleans, losers of three straight, they could go under the 500 mark with a loss to Buffalo tonight.
Yeah, that could be ugly because Buffalo needs an impressive win, and if they don't win here with New Orleans with no running back. But Steve DeSager, always great to work the holidays with you.
The golden tones of Steve DeSager. I just thought of something. We talk about, Buffalo needs a good showing tonight. It's a good thing they don't give style points in the NFL like they're doing in college right now. Because a lot of these teams aren't getting many style points going week to week.
Yeah, the voters would not be kind on the Bills' last five games.
Right.
They've been 2-3,
it's,
and the Patriots have won 5 in a row.
It has been definitely ugly. But speaking of ugly, let's start there, Mr. Andy Furman.
Thanks
and
a lot.
Not with you being ugly. I meant the Lions and the Bears today. Our traditional Thanksgiving Day start, 12:30. It's a holiday in Detroit. Let me tell you, I know a lot of people are tired of seeing the Lions. That's a very constant. Get rid of the Lions. Why do we have to watch the Lions every year?
Agreed.
First of all, the owner of the Lions back in 1934 was the guy who came up with the idea. So that's why the Lions started playing on Thanksgiving. And obviously, for people who want to bash also the Lions organization, at one point, Ford Motor Company was the only sponsor of the NFL. Is this mic on? Hello? So they helped get this league off the ground, Ford Motor Company. And number three, Andy, can't take
it
away.
Well, the Ford Motor Company got him off the ground because William Clay Ford was the guy who kind of founded the Lions.
Well, yeah, no, he bought the Lions back in 1964, no
right.
doubt about it.
Yeah.
But at the time, I'm talking about the Ford Motor Company was the only sponsor. And number three, it's not just about the Lions, who we know have been bad, have won one playoff game since 1957. Andy, it's about the town and the city and the people. I happen to work there for 20 years, radio, newspaper, television, and I still own a barbershop there on 7 Mile Road in Detroit. I'm invested in the town, but I know what a big deal it is to the people. It's a holiday. You know, they have a big parade. You know, people are used to watching the Lions, going to Lions games, going to the parade, and then having Thanksgiving dinner. I thought baseball made a big mistake when it took away the opening game from Cincinnati, from the Reds. Remember, Andy?
Yes.
The traditional, the Reds were the first professional organization in the history of America in any sport, the Cincinnati Redlegs. And it was always the original and first opener of the year was always in Cincinnati. In the good old days, Andy, it used to be you watch the Reds and whoever they were playing, and then you watch the national championship basketball game that night, remember?
Exactly, exactly.
That is exactly how it was.
I'm big on tradition. And look, I made fun when you said that you get rid of the Lions. I know, I'm a traditionalist kind of guy, and I love it. You know who loves the Detroit Lions? I'll tell you who loves them. The Cincinnati Bengals. The Lions make the Bengals look good. They really do. Hey, you know, it's a shame because they got some great fans over there. I watched that game today, and I looked at the stands and said, you know what? Honestly, you know, they're still coming out in droves. They're still supporting that team. And you know what? That team doesn't quit. That team still plays, and they play hard. They've been hit with injuries. Now Swift went down with the shoulder. But
yeah,
you know
that's
what?
A bad break because he's been their bright spot and best offensive player easily, right?
Right. You know, but I root for this team. You know, maybe some bad luck. Who knows what the deal is? But eventually they'll turn it around because that's what the NFL is all about, parity. And believe me, you talk about parity. I've never seen a year with more parity than this year in the National Football League.
Yeah, it has been that year except for the Lions, who now are 0-10-1, right? Isn't that 0-10-1 with a chance of being going undefeated? I mean, winless. They already were the first team, Andy, to go 0-16. Can they go 0-16-1 in the first 17-game season? Do you think it's possible? Because the year that they went 0-16, I was still working in Detroit, and I remember doing First Take with Skip Bayless, and that came up. And I was like, I'm covering all these games. I'm telling you, and this is like they were like 0-9 or 0-10. Right. And everybody was like, there's no way they're going to go 0-16 or win a game by happenstance, by luck. And they went 0-16. I think they have a chance to go winless.
Well, I will say this. I think it's harder to go 0-16-1 than to go 17-0. I really believe that. I just think you can't, because I think there's more of a pride factor. You know, if you go undefeated and 17-0, you know, you got to get a speed bump. And I think the players know that. And going into the season, you don't expect to do neither. You don't expect to go winless or undefeated. But there's a pride factor. And I think there's still a pride factor in that Detroit Lions clubhouse. I really believe that. I just don't see them going 0-16-1. I can't see it. I'd be shocked. I really would be.
I think it's really a possibility because you just lost Swift, right? So
yeah.
So he's probably, that's your best offensive guy. Jared Goff was, you know, early on, I think he had completed his first 8 or 9 passes or whatever, but nothing spectacular, and he doesn't have a lot of weapons and whatnot. And they've been doing pretty well defensively, holding teams down, but there's just not enough offense generated. I mean, they held the Steelers to 16. They lost to Cleveland, right, 13-10. So if you look at the defense over the last three games, right, they gave up 16, 13, and 16. Most teams would take that, wouldn't you, defensively?
You're exactly right. But you know what? Let's get into the meat and the potatoes over here. Now, let's see who they play down the stretch. And I don't see many winning games. I mean, you may be onto something here. Although, I think perhaps Atlanta on the 26th of December. That game is at Atlanta.
Oh, that Christmas gift, you think?
Yeah,
maybe?
Yeah. I'm thinking perhaps. I think that's because I don't see them beating Minnesota, Denver, or Arizona. Seattle, maybe, because Seattle could be out of it anyway. And January 9th, Green Bay, but Green Bay could have clinched a spot, and maybe they're going to be resting their regulars, so who knows? But nobody wants to be the team that loses to the winless Lions.
Yeah, that's where we are. And the Bears, let's switch to the Bears, who get the win at as time expired with a chip shot field goal after they get the ball down to the 10, I think, for the last play. And they win 16-14. Of course, they didn't cover. It was 3 points, so they didn't cover. So people who had the Lions and the 3 points were very happy. But the Bears break a five-game losing streak, and a guy you're familiar with, a guy you've watched his whole career when he was in Cincinnati, Andy Dalton. And he had a couple of throws there and as they go forward. But the Bears are a mess as well, and we're going to get into it as well with Matt Nagy, who took the NFL by storm, right, his first year and won the division. Right. And he was the cat's meow of NFL coaches, and now there was a rumor this week that he was going to be let go after the game. That has not happened, and they've denied, the organization has denied it. But what about the Bears and where they are? Because I'm surprised how bad they are.
You know, it's funny. First of all, they got some problems because of the division that they're in. Because that's a tough one. It really, with Green Bay and Minnesota. Although Minnesota's been a bit of a disappointment this year. But again, that Bears team, and let's face it, they haven't had a decent quarterback since Sid Luckman. Really. Think about that. Who has been quarterback? You know, you can't win in that league without a quarterback.
Who don't know who Sid Luckman is, just know that sports writers were using typewriters when Sid Luckman was the quarterback.
Right. I mean, he was one hell of a quarterback. I never saw him play. I don't want to preface that right now. But I read about him, and I understand he was one hell of a player. But the point is this, that you can't win in this league without a quarterback, and how stupid could you be by not going after a quarterback in the draft or a trade? And they just continue not to do that.
Well, but they got Fields. They believe he was their guy, and where you want Fields, who's hurt, who, of course, didn't play. But he's struggled. He's got a lot of turnovers. And I don't know if he's really ready. I know everybody wanted him to be inserted in as the starting quarterback. Everybody likes the new shiny toy, Andy, but he doesn't look ready to me.
No, I had 4 touchdowns and 8 INTs. And the point is this, I think some of the responsibility goes on the coaching staff. And look what they've done to Mac Jones in New England. They made it so easy for him. They really have. They run the ball like 30, 40 times a game. He's throwing 10, 15 passes a game, dink and dunk, whatever it may be. Get some decent protection. Couple that with great defense, and they're winning football games. The Chicago Bears had no clue. They threw him out to the Wolves. I understand that, you know, the days of having a starting quarterback or a drafted quarterback sit on the sidelines and learn the game, those days are gone. You know, shove him, you draft him, and you play him. But the point is this, if you're going to play him, you better set it up so he doesn't fail. That's the key.
No doubt, and it's set up for Mac Jones in New England, no doubt about it. All right, we do want to hear from you on this Thanksgiving evening. It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker and Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard. Our telephone number, 877-996-6369, 877-99-ON-FOX, and it's real simple. You watched the game earlier. Should the NFL stop with the tradition of the Lions no matter what? We know that the tradition is the Lions play the first game and the Cowboys play game 2. And game 3 is up for grabs for a lot of teams. But should the Lions, because they've had one playoff win since 1957 and basically stink, should they be eliminated? And should we watch the best teams play on Thanksgiving Day rather than sticking with tradition? We want to hear from you next. It is The Odd Couple. Yes, we are live. You hear me hitting my mic? Not tape. Right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay, America.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It is a TV theme song Thursday on your Thanksgiving evening here on The Odd Couple. Rob Parker and Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard, and we're playing family theme songs, family theme TV shows. Did you like this show, Married with Children, Andy?
Yeah, I did, actually. I really did.
Yeah, it was good in the first few years. I know it had a long run.
You get tired of it. Yeah
it kind of was got silly and sillier and sillier. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox, if you want to jump in with us. We're talking about Thanksgiving Day game. It's a tradition. I've covered many. My 20 years in Detroit, Andy, I always spent my Thanksgiving at Ford Field or, you know, Pontiac Silverdome, wherever it was, covering the Thanksgiving Day game.
Did they give a little buffet for the media?
Yes. We always had Thanksgiving dinner. You can't eat too much because you were going to go home and you can't come home stuffed. So they would serve turkey and stuff. The biggest argument would be about pumpkin pie compared to sweet potato pie. You know, black guys don't eat pumpkin pie, Andy. So there was always an issue. We needed sweet potato pie in the press box. Yeah. But other than that, it was a good time. But I'm in the minority. I believe Detroit should keep the tradition. It's not just about the team.
I can't believe you said you're in the minority. I think most people enjoy it.
I'm talking about a lot of people in NFL America, not in Detroit. But NFL America, they don't want the Lions to have it anymore.
Well, they say they don't deserve it. Maybe that's the reason, because it's so bad. Who knows? Let's check in with the callers. Are you ready?
Let's do that, yes.
Andre in Massachusetts, you're on The Odd Couple with Rob Parker and Andy Furman. How you doing on Fox Sports Radio?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking the call. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Rob,
back at
you, Andre.
On this. Yes, indeed. Detroit does need to keep the Thanksgiving Day game, but this falls on the shoulders of Roger Goodell. It's incumbent upon him to get good ownership and good leadership onto the Detroit Lions so that they can be competitive. Here's the facts. Listen, the Dallas Cowboys, many people know, they're the most profitable team in the NFL, one of the most profitable sports teams in the world. So them being on Thanksgiving, we're good there. The Detroit Lions are 30th in the NFL out of 32 teams in profitability. Okay, it's not just on the field, but it's off the field. This is not a well-run organization. And if they're going to be on this marquee stage, then I think this is a matter of leadership at the very top with Roger Goodell, getting somebody competent in there to run the show, to bring this franchise back to prominence. This is what we see in the NBA. When one owner, let's say of a team like the Los Angeles Clippers, disgrace goes out, it's the leadership that makes sure that we get a good owner in that position so that franchise can then become competitive.
That sounds good. That sounds good. And I think the NFL has tried to send candidates over, but as an organization, remember they hired Matt Millen, who, and you remember this, Andy, who could talk the panties off a nun when it came to football. I mean, this dude like talked football great, but he arguably is the worst general manager in the history of sports.
Right.
So they got a football guy. It didn't work out. They had Jim Caldwell, who was going to the playoffs. They got rid of him, right? They said 9-7 in the playoffs wasn't good enough. Remember that? I think people would die for those days.
Right.
But, Andre, your point is well taken, but I think the NFL has tried to help. It has just been bad for a long time. 877-99 on Fox.
Let's go to Drew. Drew, you're on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio with Rob Parker and Andy Furman. Hello, Drew. What's up?
Hey, guys. I think that they definitely should keep the tradition. It's been, you know, the NFL, it's about the shield, not about, you know, the player. I think you got to just, you know, just go weather the storm if they're bad, okay? Hopefully they turn it around. I think, especially for today's game, I thought today's game was going to be terrible. It ended up being a pretty good game. I mean, obviously not offensively.
Right.
Low-scoring game. But I think Detroit's fought. I mean, they're not winning games, but they've fought. They've been in every game.
Drew, you know why it was a good game? Let me tell you why it was a good game today, because they had two bad teams playing. That's why it was a good game.
No, right.
Really,
if Detroit
played Green Bay today, or if Detroit played anybody else except Chicago, maybe
Ravens?
Jacksonville.
What about when they played the Ravens?
No, they almost won that game. You remember? Yeah. I mean, it took an 89-yard field goal to beat the Lions. You remember that?
How many games to field goals did they lose this year? I don't have the number. It's probably been half of the games they've played they've lost by a field goal.
I'd say about four or five. You might be right on that. But you know what? In the NFL, and thanks for the call, Drew. We appreciate your support even on this Thanksgiving. But, Andy, most games in the NFL are decided by 6 points or less. So, I mean, so everybody says, oh, well, they fought or they played close. No, most of the losses are close. Most of the games. That's why it's such a great betting sport, right? If it was all blowouts, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be doing this show. We'd be living in Vegas in a mansion.
They lost to the Ravens by two, about a 66-yard field goal. Yeah. They lost at Minnesota by two, 1917. That was another field goal. You know, but then they got blown out by Philadelphia, 44-6. I mean,
that was embarrassing. That was some bad ones.
You know what they should do? I tell you what they should do with bad teams. And like in golf, you got a handicap. A bad team should be able to use 12 guys, and a good team should play 10 instead of 11. A little bit of a handicap, right? What's wrong with that?
All right, let's squeeze one more call in, Andy, right here.
Bobby in Florida, you're on The Odd Couple with Rob Parker, Andy Furman on Fox Sports Radio. Hello, Bobby.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing
and
great.
Good to talk to you again. I feel like this, and I think it's with a lot of teams that don't do well, is that the owners, they sell out the stadiums and everything so much that no matter what they put out there, people are dying to buy season tickets. So they don't care what they put out, and the less they have to pay for people, the more money they're going to make.
No,
and they have
1,000
people that leave at the end of the season. They've got 2,000 people ready to buy tickets for the season.
But the only thing, Bobby, and thanks for the call. We appreciate you chiming in on this Thanksgiving. And Andy, I think you brought it up earlier. Who was it you about the Lions being like 30th or 32nd as far as profitability, or was that Steve DeSantis?
I think that was Drew.
Drew, right.
Yeah.
And the problem is, when you talk about that, is while it all looks like it's all the same and they make the same money, no, they don't. I can remember about 4 or 5 years ago, the Lions actually lost money. You would say, how could a franchise in the NFL lose money? They actually lost money. So just being there and open up the gates doesn't mean you make the same amount of money like the Cowboys and like the Patriots and like some of these teams that win. You sell more merchandise, right? You could sell tickets for a premium. You're not giving away tickets, Andy. You're not discounting tickets. There's a lot of stuff that comes with winning. So it's not just that easy to say that
an owner doesn't have to
do anything.
Yeah, you know as well as I do, Robbie, that you can't sell those luxury boxes to business people. They're not going to shell out that $50,000 or so, because that's big bucks, and if the team doesn't win, no one wants to go.
Right. It would be an insult. You ask a client who you're trying to sign a big deal, hey, you want to go to the Lions game? The guy would be like, I'm going to waste my 3 hours? That's what you think of me? You're going to take me to a Lions game? No,
exactly.
I'll pass on that. Take me to a five-star restaurant, and maybe we'll talk, you know? So
you're right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios here on Thanksgiving night. Rob Parker and Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard. And Matt Nagy, who said after the game, Andy, they snap a five-game losing streak, the Bears. They beat the Lions by 2. And Matt Nagy, you know, who there was, you know, all the talk that he was going to be let go after the game. That was reported earlier in the week. And he said that people don't know how much this game, you know, means to him for him to get the win. And he sounds like he's relieved or something. But what do you make of where the Bears should go from here on out and Matt Nagy? I mean, I do believe he'll probably wind up being fired. He will. I shouldn't say probably. He will be fired at the end of the year. Where are you at?
Here's the deal. If I'm Matt Nagy, I get up at the press conference and say, look, I want to know who the hell started these rumors about my job. All right? Because I want to know. I want a name attached to that. I want to see no gutless individual starting rumors. Look, I say this. I may get fired, and maybe I deserve to get fired after what the team has done. However, I want to see the guy attach his name to that deal, because otherwise it doesn't mean garbage.
Only problem, I'm going to push back, being a journalist, a sports writer my entire career, and Andy, some of the biggest stories and best journalism in the history of this country and the world are with unnamed sources. So I'm not always, you know, Deep Throat and Watergate. I can go on and on and on, and oftentimes people can't give their names and whatnot, but you have to know whether or not you have a credible source. So that outlet believed they had a credible source that he was going to be fired after the game, and it wound up being false. But anonymous sources are part of journalism. You can't give everybody an anonymous tag, and you need to often, Andy, have more than one source. It's bad if you try to do a story with one source, because you know what can happen? You can get burned.
No doubt. No doubt. And I'd like to know what outlet released that first.
Yeah, you know, it was some outlet that I really don't even never heard of before. Ryan, if you could find out, it was some place I never heard. It wasn't,
a reputable website. I'm sure,
right?
It was a website. It wasn't the Chicago Tribune.
No, it wasn't one of the papers in Chicago, and it wasn't like a radio station or TV station in Chicago that we know about. So it was some national website, and I didn't know. But it doesn't mean that because it came from that source that it wasn't going to be right.
Right.
But it turned out not being right. But where are you on the Bears, and what direction? Are
you
for keeping Nagy or not?
Well, look, I think he's going to be gone. I think he's lost the team right now because the way they're playing right now, they're not playing like the Lions. I think the Lions play with a little more passion than the Bears. Maybe just a better – I think they're a better team. I think the Bears were lucky to win. But if I'm Matt Nagy, and I know that wins mean much to me right now because my rear end's on the line, I'm playing Andy Dalton. I'm playing Andy Dalton. Here's a guy who threw for over 300 yards today, 24 for 39, had that 17-yard touchdown pass to Jimmy Graham in the first half. Then he had – and look – he had that drive. Steve DeSega mentioned that to us. What was it, like 8.5 minutes, 18-play drive, then the final 8 minutes of the clock? I mean, come on. I mean, that's ridiculous. You can't have a guy coming in and just starting and expecting to win. You've got to learn. And certainly, I think that Andy Dalton's the guy that's going to take you to more wins right now than anybody else, than a rookie.
No, I get that. And you know, that's maybe why he got Andy Dalton. And you remember he fought against playing Justin Fields early in the season and said it was Andy Dalton's job. And then, of course, Andy got hurt, and then that changed a lot of stuff. But let me say this. The website that story came from was patch.com, and the writer who broke that story, Andy, used to write for the Chicago Sun-Times. So it wasn't an unnamed, unknown writer, somebody who had worked for an established newspaper who's now working for a website called patch.com. I think they're going to have a spin-off website for kids called the Patch...
Patch Cat.
Patch... What was it? Patch Cat? Cabbage Patch. CabbagePatchKids.com. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes, anyway. I deserve that one. I blew my own joke.
But Rob, you know that as well as I do, it got ugly from the start because when the season was beginning, didn't Andy Dalton come out and say, this is my time. This is my team.
Yes.
Where does he come off to say that? Really? They're drafting a quarterback who's going to be the quarterback of the future, and he's coming off to say it's my time? So I think from the get-go, there was tension, and it didn't work out well from the beginning. And that's on Matt Nagy. He's got to stop that. I mean, he's got to come out and say, wait a minute. I'm the coach. I'll decide who plays. Unless the front office is saying, look, we drafted this kid, Fields.
Right.
You better
play him. No doubt. All right. Coming up on The Odd Couple, in honor of Thanksgiving, one of my former students from USC, he came out with a Thanksgiving-themed song. He's like the new Mariah Carey for Thanksgiving. Whoa. We're going to let you hear that song and talk to Justin Powell. That's coming up next on The Odd Couple, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay, America.
Can't wait.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is a TV theme song Thursday on this Thanksgiving evening. That's right. It's the Odd Couple, Rob Parker and my longtime buddy Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard. That's right. My longtime buddy. And Andy, it is Thanksgiving. And, you know, all the holidays have songs, Christmas and whatnot, especially all the Christmas tunes and whatnot. But Thanksgiving really, it's about food and football. It's not really about music, right? And a Thanksgiving Day song or whatever. But one of my former students, Justin Powell from USC, he came up with this idea of doing a song called This Thanksgiving. He works for FanDuel and TVG as a content creator. And Andy, we're going to take a listen to it first, called This Thanksgiving from Justin Powell, and then we'll talk to Justin on the other side. So enjoy this. I liked it a lot.
It's that time of the year again where everyone's gathering for Thanksgiving. Me, I'm especially thankful this year. We're finally back together.
I used to wake up on Thanksgiving only wanting something to eat. I watched the parade and some football thinking, oh, what a lovely treat. But 2020 came in rampant and showed me what I took for granted. I never knew how much I'd miss it until I was socially distant. I want my friends and family. I want some greens and turkey wings. I want the joy that loved ones bring. I want some yams and cranberries. Spread the joy and share the blessings, and then cornbread dressing. If I don't for anyone that's lonely, and you better make the macaroni. Everybody around the table telling stories filled with laughter, picking teams and strategizing for the games they will play after. I want my friends and family. Tight. Wrap your arms around a loved one and make sure you hold them tight. Tell them exactly how you feel. There is no more time to wait. And before you hit the door, don't forget your to-go plate. I want my friends and family. I want some greens and turkey wings. I want the joy that loved ones bring. Some yams and cranberries. I want my friends and family. I want some green and turkey wings. I want the joy that loved ones bring. I want some yams and cranberries.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Hey, I think that's awesome, Andy. Not because he's a former student of mine. I do. I love that song.
I love it.
I love it, too. I do love it.
Right?
You know, he blew it on one area. Let me tell you what he did. If you would have told me a month ago that he had this song, I would have sent some CDs out to Jimmy Kimmel and Ellen on the Ellen Show. He would have been on TV. That's what he needs to be.
That's how good it is. But he is now on The Odd Couple, Justin Powell from... FanDuel and TVG. He is a content producer. And the best part, Justin, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Welcome to The Odd Couple.
Oh, thank you, Rob. Thank you, Andy. First, I just want to say first time, long time. That's something I always wanted to say. But thank
yes.
you for having me, and thank you for the praise.
No, and you know this, and here's the other thing. Justin, Andy, was never an official student of mine. Justin ran into me in the... newsroom or outside the newsroom at USC and started coming to my class. What do they call it, Justin? Auditing my class?
Right. Just sitting in. I saw Rob and, you know, I was like, hey, you're Rob Parker. And we started talking and he told me he had a class there. And, you know, from that day on, I just added it to my course load for the semester and, you know, was getting as much out of it as I could. So
And he would, Andy, he would do the work. Go on the trips with us, like participate in class, right? For no credit. I gave That's him right. credit. But Justin, where did you come up with the idea for this? Because I'm not telling, you know me, I'm pretty tough on everything.
Right.
I think this is really good. I'm not just putting you on the radio for no reason. I'm dead serious.
Well, right. It was, you know, a year ago today, really, we were right in the grips of the pandemic. And that was the first time ever my family had been isolated. You know, through Thanksgiving, I couldn't visit my grandmother, aunts and uncles and cousins and everybody. And, you know, it really dawned on me that those are the things I miss most, that camaraderie. You know, the food is good and everything, but laughing and joking and just seeing everybody, hugging everybody, those are things, you know, you really missed last year. So I appreciated it, you know, especially this year, you know, for all the Thanksgivings moving forward. And I think that song kind of encapsulates the joy I have for this year. And, you know, like I said, for all Thanksgivings and holidays
right.
to come.
Well, there it is. And what a great job that was. Justin, we appreciate you. And who knows, maybe they'll be playing this, as Andy said, next year on TV shows and radio shows around the country. But the beat is good. You sound great. I'm going to say mazel tov to you. Thank you for the song. And thanks for joining the Odd Couple. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a good one and happy
All
holidays,
right. everybody. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, stick and stay.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.